Another beer-soaked night at the Comet Tavern, my ex-boyfriend, his former girlfriend, and myself creating a constantly inverting triangle in our well-timed forays to the bar. Everyone's a mutual friend. It's like several schools of fish trying their damnedest to drink an ocean of beer glass by glass. I'm growing tired of averting my eyes from imagined misdeeds, gaining a sudden fascination for a piece of graffiti I've seen a million times before, or the hour-and-a-half-long list for pool. Maybe it's time for a shot of port or just go somewhere else, but I'm stuck on the board game theory that this night will culminate in winners and losers, and that has nothing to do with leaving alone. I swear to all things sacred I will not be here when they turn the lights up, the hellish moment of overexposure. This place is filthy and I'm stuck to my chair. I am being regaled by off-color jokes told by a man in a loud shirt who claims to be from New Jersey and proud of the fact. I am looking around for the ex-boyfriend and the former girlfriend, and they are looking around for me, just to make sure that we have not lost that sense of careful, practiced, I-don't-give-a-shit attitude that lends this night its importance and keeps us here, hooked and dangling, like three prize fish in a contest. I guess we all won. I hear them call last call, and we are all up to the challenge tonight. The lights go up and someone yells, "Oh my God, you're all ugly," and I'm laughing. The guy from New Jersey is dancing and beating his chest. The former girlfriend is leaving with someone who looks like a rock star. The ex-boyfriend is catatonic. I walk over, kiss him hard and fast, say thanks for the memories, and don't walk home alone.